A word for you from Hebrews chapter 6 verse 18. So that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled for refuge might have strong encouragement to hold fast to the hope set before us. Well, we've been looking at the cities of refuge found in Joshua chapter 20, referred to elsewhere in the Old Testament as well, and how they were able to flee if they had spilt blood. If they got in time, even though the avenger was out to try and grab hold of them to spill his blood, for the law had said, if you shed blood, your own blood would be shed. But if they made it into the city, and they were strategically placed so that there was easy access, it wasn't too far for anyone to flee to. Now, when the letter to the Hebrews is written, it is for those who are familiar with the Old Testament symbols, which all find their fulfillment in Christ. Remember, they were just the shadow, as it says also in Hebrews, the shadow of things to come. And here we find that Jesus Christ is our refuge. He is the city of refuge. We don't need various cities of refuge. So if it speaks in the Old Testament of Kadesh, Shechem, Hebron, Bezer, Ramoth, Golan, each one meaning something wonderful, the place of holiness, the shoulder, holiness and fellowship, the stronghold, the exalted, the separated, all of that is found in Christ. For He is the place of holiness. There is no holiness outside of Him. He is our shoulder. He is the one in whom we find fellowship, our fortification, the exalted one who's always in control, and Christ, meaning separation as well. He is my sanctification, separated unto Him. He is the city of refuge. And so here it says, we who have fled for refuge to Him might find strong encouragement. Sometimes Christians struggle and live under a dark shadow, sometimes in depression, and they've allowed themselves to become discouraged, and they forget about God's nature. For it says here, it is impossible for God to lie if we fled to Christ. Fleeing to Christ means fleeing from your sin to the one who can forgive sin and protect you from it, from the consequences, and from the power of sin.